For WGCU News, I'm Quincy Walters. At Lee County's regular commission meeting Tuesday morning, locals used the public comment period to voice their opinions about removing Confederate memorials in public spaces. WGCU's Jessica Mazzaros reports people spoke for and against the move.
There's a portrait of General Robert E. Lee wearing his Confederate uniform in the Lee County Commission chambers.
I just want to let you know that I am in support of keeping it. By the way, certain people that want to take it down, they need to get off their high horse.
Let us not forget that all Confederate soldiers are U.S. veterans, per several federal statutes. When you look at the communities that have removed monuments or are scheduled to, you find the most violence going on.
That was Bonnie Raitt and Bob Valenta speaking to Lee commissioners. The board did not vote on anything regarding the Confederate portrait, but Lee's NAACP chapter president says he spoke with Commissioner Frank Mann, who was on vacation during the meeting, about a compromise. James Muwakeel originally wanted the portrait destroyed, but after talking with Commissioner Mann, he says he agrees to replace the painting with one of General Lee in plain clothes.
We're sensitive to the citizens' concerns regarding their love for Mr. Robert E. Lee. But we also ask that citizens be sensitive to what that Confederate uniform represents to African Americans.
He says Lee represents slavery, lynching, and raping, among other horrors. And Muwakeel says he's trying to get ahead of this issue spreading across the nation. A white supremacist rally recently turned deadly over the removal of a General Lee statue in Charlottesville, Virginia. The violent event sparked other municipalities around the country to remove statues. But in Lee County for now, the future of General Lee's portrait, as well as a statue in the city of Fort Myers, remains uncertain. Jessica Mazzaros, WGCU News.